Welcome back to the iCast. I'm Robbie Klanick, and today you are joining us for another Music Monday. It's the regular band of brothers or band of misfits. I don't know, whichever one you want to use here. But yeah, so we're going to discuss our music and all that good stuff. But before we get into that, today we are going to describe our toppings on a baked potato. Max, you want to start?
Sure. So I go with, when I can, when they're available, all the fixins for a good baked potato, which include white cheddar cheese, bacon, chives, sour cream, and occasionally hot sauce. Depends.
Does it have to be specifically white cheddar cheese?
Well, white cheddar cheese is the best. Just saying.
Why? Like, I want an explanation.
I'm a sharp cheddar kind of guy. Like,
yeah,
I don't
me
care
too. Like, I want to know why white cheddar cheese is better than, like, orange cheddar cheese.
I don't know. My family's been getting it for the past while now, and it's just, I don't know. There's something about it. It's better.
It just is.
It's just preference. I'm sorry.
The memories. It's got memories.
I go with a little cheddar cheese as well.
Is it like mild cheddar?
A nondescript background, just cheddar cheese, whatever's in the house, you know.
Okay.
And sour cream and chives. Hot sauce too, if I'm feeling spicy.
What type of hot sauce do you like prefer?
Dude, my family goes in on hot sauce. Like, I have at least 15 bottles open probably in the house right now. But for a baked potato, there's this one from Paducah. That's in Kentucky. It's called Kakalaki. It's just so good. I can't even describe it because that just wouldn't do it justice. It's this little, like, I don't even know, like, how to, it's not a large company or anything like that, but it's like a specialty hot sauce. And by specialty, I mean, it's not like a basic hot sauce, but it's not like your fancy schmancy thing either. It's just good. You know, that's all I got to say.
Nice. My dad is this like habanero powder, so it's like very finely. Oh, it's so good. That's what I like putting on. But yeah, so other toppings I put on is, of course, the sour cream. And then I like extra sharp cheddar cheese. I'm like, I like what would you call it? Like a tang? I don't know. Like, I feel like the sharp cheddar cheese is like a bite. Is that
right? And especially with such a starchy thing like a potato. You need that to cut through.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Call me who's that really good chef? I don't even know.
Boyardee.
Chef Boyardee.
Boyardee, yeah. Perfect. Yeah. I'm Chef Boyardee over here. And then, you know, you gotta get the chives in there. And then sometimes, you know, if I'm feeling it, slice up some, you know, tiny bacon.
Tiny bacon. Agreed.
Sprinkle it on there.
Solid.
Bacon bits. That's the word.
There it is. Now you got it.
It's a Monday. We're all good.
Oh, it's a Monday.
I think for mine, I'd probably go French Red Hot right on top.
Quality.
And then I throw on like mild cheddar. I can't do like strong cheddar. Just sometimes cheese is too much. So I got to tone it down a little bit. And then chives and bacon bits.
Oh, I have a adjustment to make to mine. Instead of sour cream, I've been doing Greek yogurt in place of it lately.
Ooh.
Has anyone ever heard
like
of that?
Plain Greek yogurt,
yeah.
Right?
Has anyone ever heard of it?
Can concur is delicious.
It's healthier. And I think people say like, oh yeah, it's a little weaker and like it tastes kind of the same. I think it tastes a little better.
Gobani makes this they're not working this morning.
Mm-hmm.
they make a sour cream substitute you can buy, and they'll like they have them in these like little like squeeze bottles almost, but it's like a bag with a bag like a cap on it. It was good.
Squeezable sour cream is by far the best sour cream I've ever
had. It's kind of weird.
It is the best. I love squeezable sour cream, and
it's it's so
anything
hilarious.
Interactive.
I feel like that's totally it. Right, Noah, do you like baked potatoes?
I do a little bit. I usually go with some nice sour cream, some sort of cheese, usually around like a mild cheddar. And then probably some bacon bits.
These are all the same potatoes.
Yeah. really
we literally all said the same thing.
All right, now on to the actual part of the show where we talk about music.
I can go first. All right, so I'm going to go with Live Wire by Motley Crue. I see Max is a fan of that. Yeah, it's super fun. I completely forgot about Motley Crue until I saw the Dirt, the movie about them. And it was just super fun, and hearing that and hearing different songs put a new life to them, as well as seeing the actual story of Motley Crue and all that, all the issues and all the fun times they had, but also all the demons that plagued them with the rock and roll lifestyle. Run free, a little bit better than it used to be.
Nice.
I honestly don't know much about Motley Crue.
Dude, they are there's a movie about such a cool Netflix, band.
Well, yeah, oh, yeah. The Dirt. A movie. That was...
Yeah.
And Noah mentioned it. Yeah, it's so good. Yep. It's so hilarious.
They don't hold back.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. No. It's pretty so good.
Especially when they meet Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Oh, my God. That's the poolside?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Motley Crue.
Coolest. MGK played
the drummer.
Tommy Lee. So sweet.
Yeah. And they also put out a new song called The Dirt with MGK.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's awesome. I'll have to take a listen. I'm picking a song called The Magician. He's kind of like a indie rock, but like folk rock mix by the name of a guy named Andy Schaaf. He's a Canadian singer. He's younger, kind of. He was born in 87. So he's in his 30s, but the song that I'm choosing is, again, called The Magician. It's the first song off of his 2016 album called The Party. And literally the entire album is just talking about, like, from, like, the single point of view of, like, someone just going to, like, a house party or whatever. But it's, like, set in, like, a very, like, simple tone, if you want to say. Specifically this song. It kind of goes back and forth between the guy like watching an actual like magician that came to the party that like someone paid to just do tricks for the group. But then it also kind of like talks about like Andy's life as well. One of the lines is sidesteps to a death-defying feat, wait for him to reappear. Sidesteps to a death-defying feat, wait for him to. Which could talk about, like, from a magician standpoint, like, you know that, like, thing where they put, like, someone in the box, and then there's, like, spikes on the end, but then, like, the thing is where you actually come out on the other side, but then, like, that's, like, the whole point of him, like, reappearing. And then it could also relate to Andy, where it's, like, when he comes out on his shows to the crowd to sing, sidestepping to like the beat on like a stage, so there was like some kind of interlap between that. And then the other one too is that in the chorus near the end of the song, there's a line where he says, I'm a shaking hand without a plan. Just a shaking hand without a plan. That's the only time in the song that he mentions himself first person. And in this case, he's actually comparing himself to the magician, implying that he's an entertainer without a concrete plan, making tricks for the crowd as they're watching like his every move up on stage, and being afraid that his options are disappearing in terms of like creating music and like being afraid that like the concert's going to end soon, watching like time fly. And you know, that's like the kind of the more in-depth, but just on like the surface level of the song too. The tune is very catchy. I know it's one of those songs where when it comes on Spotify, on some of my playlists, it's one that I do not skip.
That's how you know it's a good song, when it's a song you do not skip.
Right.
Do you have premium or do you have?
Yeah. Okay. Having premium is so nice.
So you don't have to worry about the limit either. So like for me, no. It's like, I don't really like this song, but you know.
Yeah.
All right. So I picked Every Morning by Sugar Ray, everyone's favorite pre-2000 pop band, right?
Why do I not know that? But I do.
Yes.
They've got a lot of songs. Like, I didn't know, like, the band at all. I just knew the song for a while. But Every Morning, it's just, like, you know, It's deceptively upbeat. And, like, I was listening to it. I didn't find any new music, you know. I took a break from my playlist that I described last week. And I was just listening to, like, a lot of, like, throwback stuff from, like 60s, 70s type stuff.
For sure.
A little bit of, you know, like 2000 things sprinkled in. But Every Morning, it's from their 1459 album, released in 1999. It's one of those songs that, like, just, like, shot straight to, like, the top of the charts. And was on, let's say it was on, like, every radio, basically, like, the summer or so that it came out. Well, I like what I like about it is that although it's like a catchy song, you know, it's a little bit of an earworm. It gets in there. It's just like fun to listen to. It's also got like really, really great lyrics. Couldn't understand how to work it out. Once again, as predicted, left my broken heart open and you ripped it out. Something's got me real. It sounds really bad when you listen to it to a degree. But like when you really listen to the lyrics, like get to like the meaning of the words and stuff, it's talking about like this guy's like heartbreak, but it's more than that. It's like this guy is like completely like lost all hope in his relationship with this girl. It's just really cool the way that he uses this imagery with like the halo under the bed and things to kind of portray that and how like she sweet talks him back into the relationship every time he's about to leave her, which is really, really cool to me. I know, I'm a sucker for good lyrics. Yeah, it's out. That's the truth, people. I'm a sucker for good lyrics.
Does anyone know the artist Two Friends? They do a lot of like remixes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they sampled Every Morning by Sugar Ray in their most recent mix. So. Mm. That's where I know it from.
I'll have to check it out.
I actually have never like listened to it.
Oh, it's good. So check it out.
I definitely have to.
So for my song this week, I chose Ball of Confusion by The Temptations. And it was released in 1970 off their second studio album, Greatest Hits 2. And The Temptations were a Motown band. And I don't know how accurate this said it, some light research, but it's one of the only protest songs to come out of the Motown era. It's a really good song and lyrically digs deep into what was going on at the time. And so I'll read you a couple of the lyrics to show you what's going on. It says, people moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of their skin. Run, 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 but you sure can't hide. And I boy and I, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well, the only person talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation. Talking about how in the 1970s, with everything going on, like Nixon's presidency, and they even talk about that a little bit in the song, Vietnam War, AIDS epidemic. Anyway, all these things were going on in the world, and the world was literally a big ball of confusion. And so one of the motifs that goes on during the song is how after the end of each chorus, they'll say, and the band played on. There were a lot of people who were just kind of like ignoring what was going on and just kind of, I don't really know if it was meant to be like people kind of ignoring and the band played on, or people just kind of like persevering.
Yeah, I would say like the band playing on, maybe like, you know, a little bit of hope, like, you know, yeah, we're still here, we're still giving music to you guys, like.
But I don't. It's kind of like a. The song's kind of like, if you listen to the tone of the song, it just kind of seems like it's a little satirical, in a way. Just like, yeah, and the band played on, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. It's weird because when I think of Motown, I think of like My Girl, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. So it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird that like this.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so that's why this song was kind of weird for the Temptations to put out, because, you know, you don't really think of protest songs when you think of Motown, but.
Crazy. So today I picked the song Jamming by Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Classic.
This song, like, if you don't bob your head to it, something is wrong with you. Like, you have to kind of, you know, just bob your head. Like, it's just there. But like, looking at the lyric genius, as everyone should, I found out that the word jamming comes from a vernacular from Jamaica, which means to dance and have a good time. I probably could have told you that without looking it up, but, you know, gives you a little more insight to that. But Bob Marley's songs in general, it's about like mainly just like living your life. And you can kind of see that as through one of his lyrics where he says, "Children must unite. Your life is worth much more than gold."
Your life is worth much more than gold. We're jamming, 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 jamming. And we're jamming in the name of the Lord. We're jamming, 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 we're jamming. We're jamming right straight from yard.
Like, there is that sense of like life is precious, and then he also has the sense of like equality and all that through most of his songs.
Nice.
Yeah, for sure.
What a guy.
If you have not checked out last week's episode of Music Monday, highly recommend it. There were some amazing songs in there. All right, thank you guys so much again for another episode of Music Monday. If you have any suggestions on how we can improve Music Monday as listeners, please let us know. We will try and listen to them. No, I'm
kidding. Well, Dave won't.
Wow.
Call him out like that way. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode on the iCast.
Catch you next time.
Sweet. Peace.